Are we doing this?
Go.
Is this the post show?
Go.
Okay. So
wait. First things first. As soon as this is over, I am taking a shower.
Here.
What?
Why? I thought you were doing one at Rick's house.
Yeah, but the problem there is that the hot water heaters are in the attic and they've all been turned off.
Oof.
And I couldn't get the pilot lights to catch. So
I don't necessarily want you showering at my house.
I don't necessarily think you have a choice.
That seems like something I wouldn't enjoy.
You don't have to be a part of it. You just have to let it happen.
Oh, no. But
by enabling you, I'm somehow supporting it.
Yeah.
Look at this. Jarmo comes in at the end. Am I on time?
That's
no, it's over. Stop being in Finland.
It's over!
So, there was one day...
Wait!
One day...
Post-show podcast number 37.
Oh, God damn it.
Sure, great.
Post-show!
We're here, yay. Okay.
We're doing the post-show!
Wait, did you bring the found footage?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's on the laptop.
So, there was one day that I was at work and I told Joel... Or, not Joel, I was whole Neil. We were in the kitchen and I looked at him and I was like, you know, Neil, when I think of communism, I think of Neil. And then I just walked away. And then, like, 2 days later, he wrote that song.
Wow.
Are you serious?
Wait, no, I don't understand what happened.
You were the inspirato.
I found this laying around going through some stuff, and I forgot how cool this song actually was. I was like...
You wrote it?
It was just a joke song, like, hey, Eli,
yeah, Neil, yeah, Neil, listen,
I am funny, here's a song.
Listen to some of the lyrics.
This sounds like... This song is just 6 words long.
Yeah, it is.
Gonna take money.
It is. Listen.
Whole lot of spending money.
Or not sing over it.
That's great.
Yeah, just maybe she just repeats some lyrics.
His wife sings in this...
Is she singing in the background?
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay, so...
Is he mentioning you?
He said, for me, that I should... what is it? I don't know. He says something that if I doesn't try, he'll end up... He'll probably die about communism or something.
Wait, I don't understand. He recorded this for you?
No, he just...
Did it as a joke.
He went home and said, huh, that's his wife singing.
Oh, that's awesome.
It's so great.
All right, so post-show podcast 37... Brought to you by a song by Eli's friend Neil.
Yay, Neil.
What up, Neil?
Number one. Oh, he doesn't listen to this.
Yeah, he doesn't, but you know, we'll pretend.
No. But okay, yeah.
This is 15 worst movies that made the most money.
Do it.
You've had a Matthew Sweet boner lately.
Well, I every time I like start, I have to go back to another starting point.
Hey, this is a good song, though. So
number one. Oh, number 15.
Let it ride.
We'll go through some of these quick, but number 15 was Nutty Professor 2. The Clumps.
Didn't see it.
Made $123 million.
Okay, here. Before you even... The next one you say, just give us the money amount first, and we'll see if we can sort of guess.
Oh, there's no way you could guess it. These are from all over the board. Okay, I'll give you clues.
Yeah, give me money amount first, though.
Okay, money amount's $131 million. Deleted! Number 14, based on a video game...
Doom.
No. Doom did not make any money.
Resident Evil?
Okay, a little bit more.
No.
A little bit more. Sprinkle a little bit more on that.
Oh, man. Anything I can think of is going to...
Wait.
James Bond's in it.
That's not... No. Nobody even knows that Daniel Craig was in that movie.
I know. That's why it's hard.
Yeah.
I didn't either until I saw
Raider?
That.
I give up.
Yeah. All
right. Tomb Raider?
The first Tomb Raider. $131 million.
Oh.
That's so wait, what was going to be your other clue? Tits?
I don't mind that movie.
Yeah, I was like, what else can I say? Lips, tits, tit chick, homewrecker.
No, shit. That's harsh.
The lead like Mother character, Teresa?
Mother of all, like
the first
mother
time
of billions.
No. The first time the lead character has ever appeared on screen with her real life father, who also played her father in the movie,
and they were estranged.
Yeah, I know, and they are again.
That's and I don't care. I hope they all die in a bus crash.
Are you jacking off with both hands?
What the hell?
Yeah, because I have to.
Oh, is that like an affliction?
Yeah, and they attribute all of that money to...
How do you type with the other hand? I don't understand.
Go on.
All that money is attributed to Angelina Jolie's tits being in that movie.
Yeah.
You type like Christopher Reeve, I get it.
Number 13?
I don't mind that movie.
My God, if people actually saw this...
For what?
That wasn't that bad a movie.
You're a shithead!
What?
Number 13, $135 million.
$135 million.
Okay, wait. It was not a good movie. It was not a terrible movie.
Clues.
This movie marks the beginning.
Password. It's like the game Password.
Two words.
That's just charades.
Oh.
This movie marks the beginning of what I consider to be the end of an illustrious actor's career.
Oh, shit.
Mm, oh, God.
That's
whatever.
Interesting.
Like that. It is also an Adam Sandler movie.
He also is an Adam Sandler movie.
And it's, to me, honestly, it's so forgettable that you may not even remember that it existed.
I'll give you a hint. It's called Anger Management.
Here's another hint. It came out in 2003.
Oh.
That movie.
It was called Anger Management.
I never saw that.
It made that much?
$135 million.
What was the female character?
Jack Nicholson.
Yeah, was the co-star one of Angelina Jolie's tits?
It had to have been. Why? Who was the female counterpart in that?
Maybe it made all of its money in like
that usually
Bahrain.
Makes a difference. I don't know who.
Whatever. I think I only saw part of that.
Dude, I know why this next one. Okay, number 12.
Why. Given the year and the money.
1998, $136 million.
Matrix.
No, that was 99.
Oh.
No, but it was the biggest movie of 98. And one of the worst ever of all time.
Independence Day?
No, that was 96.
No, but close, but that movie was awesome.
Yeah. Here's an actual clue.
Yeah.
It was a monster movie.
Godzilla.
Gojira.
Godzilla.
How much did that make?
$136 million. And I'm guessing this is not just domestic. This must be just domestic.
I have no idea. Dude, Matthew Broderick.
Man,
that movie, put asses in seats.
Do you know what put asses in seats?
That fucking
movie,
trailer.
Marketing tie-in.
Yeah,
everyone.
Like Burger King, Taco Bell.
Doritos.
It blitzed. Everything Pepsi. My mind was exposed to for 6 months before it came
Puff
out.
Daddy did
none of that mattered.
Yeah.
The fucking teaser trailer with the kids in the museum looking at the Tyrannosaurus skeleton, and that foot comes crashing through the ceiling and just smashes the big T-Rex, and it's like, it's just the foot, but the foot is bigger than the T-Rex, and now I'm talking like Joel because I'm so excited.
Wow, I talk like that?
Yeah, you do.
They drive a cab out of Godzilla's mouth when he's trying to eat them.
Okay, here's the thing. I saw that movie. And it seems like a dream. Like I only remember bits and parts.
Like a fever dream.
I remember the dude who had the pinch cap backwards. I remember that.
Upon a dream.
And I don't remember who that was. It may have been Matthew Broderick.
Stop it.
I think I remember like baby eggs. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
Like, but it's all Zillas. Hazy to me. Like,
yeah, that's the same way.
A dream.
I hardly remember that movie.
Dream. Quit trying to remember.
It's
just
so unbelievable.
Right, your brain did a great job of trying to flush that out.
The marketing for that
it's
movie repressed. Was tremendous.
Yeah. No,
Puff Daddy ruining a Led Zeppelin song was
he
like,
did
that's
it what it was. That was what
he did it with, was it Jimmy Page or? Because they redid Kashmir.
Yeah.
And called it Come With Me, at which point they played Kashmir, and Puff Daddy went, Come With Me.
Right.
With Me.
And then that...
Hear my cry! Hear my call! Hear my fall!
That's when I became super annoyed. That's when I realized I became old, because then like kids would be like, man, here's that new Puff Daddy song, and I'm like, that's not his song. That's Led Zeppelin.
God, Joel, oh no.
I used to
want to play. No, it's like an F or something, isn't it? Just like
pause the music. Pause the music so I can hear. Yeah.
I thought it was just like a barred F. No.
So anyway, I didn't hate that movie. I just think
I don't
it was
remember
a movie.
Anything about that
it's
movie.
It's probably just like a summer blockbuster movie, like popcorn.
Anyway, whatever. Kashmir.
No, it's not like the other. It's not like the original Godzilla movies were good.
It was. God. They could have called that anything. They could have called that lizard. Lizard from
that's
the ocean.
True. Or Cloverfield.
Yeah.
Cloverfield.
Hey, guys. But no, that was...
So is that the monster's name in the movie, Cloverfield?
No.
I never
no.
saw it, so I don't
it's
know.
The project.
No, it's the project name.
That's the military code name for the, like,
for
containment
a major
project.
Fuck up. We fuck something
Cloverfield.
Up.
Cloverfield. See, that movie also had a big-ass, like, crazy teaser trailer that guaranteed I would be there.
Sure.
So
only that movie was entertaining.
Oh, I was gonna say this seems like the same.
I support Cloverfield.
I'm surprised.
There were moments in that movie where I was like, "Bullshit, stupid," but those were quieted out by the screaming "Fuck yeah!" for like the whole other 90 minutes.
I can't agree or disagree. I never saw
from the inside out.
You know, oddly enough, I sort of feel the same way about Cloverfield, that I sort of remember seeing it, but I don't think anything happened.
You were busy because you have a desperately trying not to vomit.
Yeah,
the whole
that's what
I was
going
to
say.
Well, there's that, but I mean, like, there weren't really events in that movie.
There's the one part where, like, physically, I was ill, and
I mean, they're
just
kind of running the whole time, and they're not really doing anything.
Sure, but I guess yeah.
Next,
that movie wasn't really for that.
Okay,
this one is.
Oh god, this one deserves to
2007, 140 million.
I can't believe that.
It's a threequel.
No,
that made like $690 million. It's a threequel.
A threequel.
I'll give you a hint.
Oh,
it's a buddy.
Matrix.
No, it's a buddy movie.
Here's a hint. The director of X-Men 3.
Superman.
Wait, it's a buddy movie?
No. It's a buddy movie.
Right.
Oh, wait.
And it's a three part. It's the third.
It's a threequel.
I give up. Go, go.
How much?
Underdog?
140. Like, that's going to help.
Right. Yeah.
No, I'm just trying to think because I actually...
$1, Bob. Like,
I have no idea. Most of the movies feature some bastardization of this saying... Isn't this where they say, can you hear the words that are coming out of my mouth?
It's, that one.
Rush Hour 3.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
I
saw parts of that.
I don't
the people think. That saw Rush Hour 2 would see Rush Hour 3. That was a guaranteed hit.
Yeah, I saw Rush Hour
1. Which one was Rush Hour 3?
Exactly.
It was also Rush Hour 2, but with Rush Hour 3.
Now I'm thinking of, like, Shanghai Noon.
Why not?
Shanghai Noon was actually a pretty good little movie.
No.
Hey, Jackie Chan.
Like I walked into that not knowing anything about it on like a summer afternoon.
I
came out and like that was actually like entertaining.
Hey, check it out, me, Owen Wilson,
a cowboy.
I thought the first Rush Hour movie was okay, actually.
Yeah, it was. It was entertaining in a stupid way.
If it can make it on the TBS on a regular basis, then it's not all
that
bad.
That is your bar of quality.
This Zhang Ziyi chick's pretty hot, Jackie Chan. I think I'm on a boner.
I just said boner.
Whoops! I'm Owen Wilson. What do you expect?
Wait, check out my nose!
I'm in a movie about a dog this summer.
What is up with his nose?
It's been broken like
twice.
Eight times because he keeps fucking other men's bitches.
Where is that going to go? Where were you going with that?
I don't know.
He keeps fucking with
something.
Pipes.
I don't know. He's,
number 10. Number 10. 2002, 142 million.
Matrix 3.
No.
Why? That can't be your answer for everything.
That's going to be my default.
It's going to get there eventually, I think.
Maybe.
Yeah, I'm just going to keep going.
Number
10.
Okay. Only three letters in the title, and
Triple
they're
X.
The same letter.
Yay.
Well done, Denise.
Not KKK. No, I knew that's where you were going. I knew, or not Triple A. It's Triple X.
120 million?
142.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
How much did Triple X 2 Enemy of the State make without Vin Diesel?
Aren't they making a third one?
Yes.
Yeah. $1, Bob.
And he's back. He's back. This one is
Christ.
Such a fucking atrocity.
Keep
going. 2007. God, we're getting into high numbers here. $168,273,000.
Wow, a $20 million jump.
I did not see this movie.
Oh, God.
I just want to say.
Keep going. I saw the previews and I threw up in my spleen.
I don't even remember the previews for this.
All right.
This movie features a man that once played Santa Claus and a man that once played an angel.
Oh, God. You're an asshole.
Nicolas Cage in something.
No.
Is that Ghost Rider?
Wait,
no.
He once played...
Ghost Rider did not
Santa
make that
Claus
much money.
And...
An angel.
It's
an
the guy
angel.
From...
John Travolta? John Travolta plays an angel.
Not Full House. Tim the Tool Man?
Yes.
Oh, it is. It is John Travolta
yes.
in something.
Yeah.
Michael?
No.
No.
That's the movie I was referencing.
And say it again. 07. An angel, and,
168 million.
The Punisher?
Wild Hogs, 2007.
Oh, fuck.
What the
old guys
fuck?
On
exactly.
motorcycles.
Exactly.
That made that much money?
I don't know.
Does it say what week that opened?
The week that no other movies were out.
Right,
no.
exactly.
Yeah, but then all theaters shut down. That was the only thing they could run.
I was stunned to see this anywhere near the top 500 gross list, much less this high up. I guess this made so much money for the same reason Ghost Rider made $45 million its opening weekend. American loves motorcycles and Tim Allen. I don't know.
Jesus.
This list is on unrealitymag.com, so we're obviously not coming up with this. This one, god damn it, you know what? I still kind of sort of enjoy this. Not really, but...
Don't lie to yourself.
I was not upset after I saw it. I can say that.
I was...
All right, let's go.
I wasn't angry about it. I felt kind of flat about it.
2001?
I was indifferent.
Venture.
$180 million Stars a former underwear model.
Male or female?
Male.
Features it's Marky Mark.
Spectacular special effects and costume design. And little to no story or
2001.
Acting.
2001.
Other than by Tim Roth, who stole it.
Oh, Planet of the Apes.
Yeah.
Denise is like, hello.
Tim Roth boned that movie.
He was so good in that movie.
Marky Mark was like, whoa, you're like an ape. We should do a project together.
Say hello to your mom for me.
Say hello to your mother for me. I produce Entourage. Hey, you're an ape. I produce Entourage.
Does anybody else watch Entourage? Because that season just ended and it was awesome.
No, nobody watched
it. Just me.
That's actually funny. Their quote is, really, you're a slave girl? I produce Entourage. That was terrible.
Tim Roth is the best monkey.
Oh my God.
He was fantastic.
So awesome.
He's in a new show.
He's all like angry and shit.
He's got a new show.
Yeah. On he's like a cop USA or something. Whatever. That's sad to me.
Next.
Man, this one. Okay, I watched this one for the first time on TV, knowing what I was getting into, and still had a hard time like repressing the bile of stupidity. 2004.
Okay, wait. I want to give only a single hint for this movie.
Okay, you get the hint. So 2004, $186,740,000.
This is the movie where they outran cold.
What is it?
With Vin Diesel, right?
No. What is it? The one with the Statue of Liberty frozen over and all that shit.
Day After Tomorrow.
Dennis Quaid. Yeah, that's right.
Quick! The cold is coming! Close the door! Click! We stopped it!
I think one time I was at home working or doing something, and I looked over and was like, what the fuck? Just kind of went back to working.
There were CG wolves in that, though.
Yeah, there were. Now, I only chose that clue because, and I really hope I'm not ruining another movie further down the list.
I don't know.
But there was that other movie where they outran time, which was, did you remember the remake of The Time Machine?
Yes.
Where at the end, the time machine explodes and there's a time distortion ripple.
Time is catching up to us.
And they outrun time.
That movie was horrible.
Never saw that.
Was
Guy
Pearce in that?
Yeah, that's what I said. Exactly.
Like, is that Guy Pearce?
Like a bad dream on that one? Just bits and parts, man. Yeah. I don't even remember
much
of that.
At the end, there's like an evil supervillain out of nowhere that like knows everything that's been going on. And yeah, like, you travel through time. I have white skin. Blah.
Like, you know, did you ever see Hellboy 2?
Yeah, he looks like that dude. Yeah, I didn't see it, but
I was just trying to remember that, and all I could think of was Hellboy 2. That's only a second.
Day After Tomorrow, even if you can suspend enough disbelief to decide that an ice age could occur in 2 days, the events of that movie demand a level of stupidity that I cannot even, like, conjure.
Well, you know, a perfect storm made so much money, they needed a perfect wave, and...
Wow, a perfect storm sort of made sense...
Well, it was based on a true story.
Yeah, I mean, it's
and Marky
it's
Mark totally died. Spoilers!
Well, it's based on actual events. You're talking about The Perfect Storm.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's so it's
fishing,
totally possible.
The fishing boat.
Yeah, that's right.
That's based on actual events.
Hey, you're a wave. I produce Entourage.
Hey, you're a wave. I like that about you. Say hello to your mother for me. Mother Earth. I don't know.
Shut up.
Yeah. I love that, like, by hiding out in the New York library, they survive the apocalypse.
Yay.
When, like, 180 million people die, they're like,
whatever.
Oh, we're cool. That's their fault.
It happens.
Whatever.
The moral of that story, though, is that at the end, we all move to Mexico, and Mexico's like, see? Bitches.
Oh, yeah.
You're our bitches now.
I'd go down there and be like, you're still going to mow my lawn.
We're
going
to take this over.
I need you to move out of that house.
We're bringing Tex-Mex with us.
Right. We're bringing Tex-Mexi back.
I'm going to start a new Texican chain.
Right.
Can I make you a shirt that says I'm bringing Mexi back, and then you would wear it?
Oh my God. Really?
He doesn't get it?
I have a shirt that says Mexican. Like,
no, he doesn't get it. Never mind.
Like Metallica.
No, did you?
It's a JT
joke. Did that go completely over your head?
He doesn't know back. Justin
what?
Timberlake.
His, like, five-minute cameo on SNL 2 weeks ago was
brilliant.
The only funny part of the whole show.
That's the only part of the show I watched.
He is a brilliant comedian. He is hilarious. He's been on that show
like
6 times.
He's an excellent showman.
And
why doesn't he
do more comedy?
It's because he grew up on the Mickey Mouse Club.
Why doesn't he do more comedy?
Because he can fucking do an album every 2 years and bang any chick he wants.
True. Who is he banging now?
I don't know.
He said, I'm going to call in that. He said, then I call Jessica. Who is his Jessica?
I don't know.
That he's dating. Jessica Biel or somebody?
Maybe. No, wait. Jessica Alba? Yes. No, Jessica Biel. Jessica Alba's knocked up.
More like Jessica Tandy, am I right?
Oh, old dead lady burn. Number six. Number six was a colossal turd. And that's the only clue.
Oh, God. No.
2001, nearly 200 million. 198.5.
Historical epic.
Colossal turd. Battleship-sized turd.
10,000 BC?
Battleship-sized turd is a clue.
2001. Come on. 10,000 BC was like last year.
Man. Buzz bomber-sized turd.
Oh, as Titanic? In
Japanese-sized turd.
Battleship, as in you sunk my... God damn
Pearl
it.
Pearl Harbor?
Thank yeah. you.
Oh. Thank
you. 200 million?
Yes.
Yeah, I believe that.
Okay, let's be fair. The three-hour director's cut, the 45 minutes dead center of that movie are amazing to watch.
Just the explosion Just extravaganza.
The unedited entire attack scene is breathtakingly filmed. Mm-hmm. It is Michael Bay doing like historical explosions, which makes me feel queasy, but...
This one I never saw. Oh, it's so good. It's recent. It's from 2008, year.
Oh. What number is it?
Number five.
Eli, we saw this together.
227 million nine. Almost 228 million.
I think we saw this together.
Superhero movie. This year.
Maybe we didn't.
Ghost Rider.
No.
Shut up.
I didn't make any money. It made like $8.
Sorry.
Wanted is the only one I'm
missing the point of this.
Okay. Has the word cock in the title.
And cock.
Yes.
Thanks, Denise.
I still haven't seen that
as
movie.
In, has cocks the word balls. Cock in the title, as in Denise
and,
loves
and
the...
And she's like, it's just like, cocks and balls. Cock in my face. Cock ass. Cock ass. I don't know. Two cocks. Three cocks. I don't know.
They came out this year?
Yeah. Three cocks, four cocks. And, oh, God damn it. Shut up.
Number four, which is going to make Josh angry.
Did you even say what that was?
Yeah, it was Hancock.
Oh, okay. Right.
Yeah, I never saw it.
Whatever. What's next?
Number four.
I haven't seen it.
What? No, that is bullshit. Shh. That is bullshit.
Everyone agrees with me.
I disagree with this.
Okay, so Josh. Josh recuses himself from this one.
God damn it.
That's a clue.
That is a clue.
2002.
Great.
Almost $223 million.
My mama told me not to use it.
Does not feature singing.
Oh.
It does feature a twist.
The Village.
Close.
No, I didn't love that
Signs?
Movie.
Yes. Lady in the Water.
So Signs.
I disagreed then also.
Signs, I thought, was extremely well
done. It wasn't
well
terrible.
Done. I thought Signs was...
We've already done a whole podcast on this, so I'm moving forward.
All right.
Go on.
Oh, wow. How much? How
go,
much?
Go.
Number three, honestly, this movie, I'm like, yeah, it happened. I don't care. It was not boring. It also was not a great movie.
Money amount?
$256 million. 2007.
This features an actor that has previously appeared in this list.
Possibly multiple
one,
times.
One of the leading men in a previous movie in this list.
Dennis Quaid?
No.
Any one of those?
John Travolta.
Oh, man. Any clue?
I'm terrible at this game.
It was based on
a post-apocalypse.
Based on a novel. Okay. Oh, this is with not Will Smith?
Yes. This is not the first time this movie has been made.
With the zombies.
I am Legend.
I am Legend.
They were vampires.
They were vampire zombies.
That wasn't that bad.
Jesus fuck, number two. Oh my God, you gotta be fucking kidding me. Yeah. Number two.
I disagree.
2004. Wow. 280 million, almost.
I can't believe it made that much
Matrix
money.
Matrix 3.
279. That is a fuck ton of money.
How much?
I don't know
how much?
Anyone that has seen this. 279 million.
Wow.
It's a sequel to a romantic comedy. The actor
when was the actor
is Harry. The actor is a hairy man. He's also a short man.
How did he get the Frank above the beans?
He's a short man.
Robin
He's
Hood.
A hairy man.
Or I guess it would be the beans above the Frank.
The guy.
Around this time in 2004, he was in every movie. He was that year's Seth Rogen. He was
Shit,
in.
He's I'm short? Stumped.
He's
I'm
short.
Stumped.
God damn it.
He's not Tom Cruise.
Ben Tom Stiller?
Yes.
What is
2004,
it?
2004, a sequel.
Wait. Oh, meet the parents.
Meet the Fuckfaces. Absolutely.
Meet the Fockers.
280. I don't know anyone that saw that.
I saw it on HBO.
You
that
break
doesn't
that
count.
Then,
but
I
didn't really watch it all.
I was the same way. I just left it on.
Their quote is, "What's the opposite of an erection?" I don't know if that's from the movie or not.
Barbara Streisand's in
wow.
it.
Wow. Number
wait,
one.
Wait.
Number one's obvious.
Okay. The only clue is that, Eli, you've already guessed this one.
Also, it jumps from 279 to 336,500,000.
Matrix 3.
It is the worst movie. It is the worst three-peat of any movie. It's worse than Matrix 3.
X-Men 3.
No.
Oh.
That answers the question, but that's not. It didn't make that much money.
Spider-Man.
When was it?
There you go.
Spider-Man 3.
Sweet.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Emo Spider-Man.
That was
actually cut your hair, you fucking emo kid.
Yeah, that's true. in the year of... Wow, that's a good place to end that list, is the first comic I ever did. In the year of the third movie being the worst movie of all time, Pirates and this, like, blew my mind for shittiness.
Pirates 3, I enjoyed.
I haven't actually seen Pirates 3. Yeah, no,
I was so disappointed by that.
3 was better than 2, and like the way that all the story for that whole thing wrapped up was like crazy epic, and actually
it didn't wrap up.
Great.
It said, hey, come see Pirates 4.
It did. Okay, no. It wrapped up this story that mattered. And then there was like a little tiny stinger. It was like, hey, we're going to start another story. And maybe you'll see it in 3 years if we decide to make another one.
Next one.
Like, that had nothing to do with anything that... Whatever.
Yeah, I thought that was number one.
It was number one and number two. It was also number three. No, next list.
Yeah.
Oh. And then we're retarded. Done with the post show. 12 comic book TV shows that were piloted but never actually went to series. I'm going to skip some of these. I've never even heard of The Adventures of Super Pup. Wow, is that real? It's like a George Reeves-style black and white Superman wearing a dog head.
It's like somebody crossed my love of comics and my love of furries, and now I want to kill
myself.
The
live-action pilot featured a little person actor in dog costumes. Reporter Bark Bent worked for Perry Bite.
Please kill it. Please.
At the Daily Bugle.
Oh, my God.
The Daily Bugle. Like, before there was a Daily Bugle. Like, Bugle like dog. Not Marvel's Daily Bugle.
Right.
But when danger strikes, Bent becomes Super Pup. I'd rather die. apparently in 61, they tried to make a Super Boy. I don't care. Let's move on.
Lame.
In 88, there was a Thor series?
Must have missed that one.
In 88, TV movie The Incredible Hulk Returns, Bruce Banner learned that his former student, Donald Blake, had a mystical bond with Thor. The movie was meant to serve as a backdoor pilot for a Thor television series.
Whoa.
I love the phrase backdoor pilot. There's got to be a movie called Backdoor Pilot that takes place on a 747.
I'm pretty sure. Here, let me Google that for you.
Right, there it is. 1993. But the series never went into production. Marvel may have had a similar idea for Daredevil with a follow-up movie called Trial of the Incredible Hulk. I've never heard of any of those. This one I've seen. I rented this when I was 11.
I have
11.
I have a copy of that right now.
I did not know it was a pilot for a series. Yeah. Pride of the X-Men, 1988, was an X-Men cartoon featuring the classic X-Men team of the time, Wolverine, Cyclops, Dazzler. Wolverine was Australian, which is oddly foreboding.
Huh. How did they know?
And the funny thing, though, is when you watch this, it's about 20 minutes of Professor X giving plot exposition to Kitty Pryde.
Oh, yeah, whatever.
He's like, and this is Wolverine.
I haven't seen it in like 3 years, but
this
I remember
is Colossus.
Loving it.
It's actually pretty
good. Let me guess. They call you Wheels.
Sorry. 96, there was a pilot called Generation X. After a few years of success with the X-Men cartoon series, Fox... Can you pick some music? Doesn't make me want to slip my wrist.
Actually, I'd keep running with it. I want to see where this goes.
Fox is starting to roll the dice on a live-action show. The made-for-TV movie Backdoor Pilot, Generation X, takes place at Xavier School for the Gifted. Banshee and Emma Frost are at the helm, two of the least interesting characters at the time.
How did they know? That was long before Emma Frost took over.
I know, that's weird. They recruit Jubilee, played by Heather McComb, and deal with Professor Russell Tresh. I watched this pilot, this clip on YouTube. The clip just looks like a scene from a soap opera. There's no powers at all.
I had no idea that show... I remember hearing the name. I had no idea it was actually Marvel X-Men-ish.
No. You know what you're thinking of? Are you thinking of Mutant X?
Oh, maybe
that actually ran for like 3 years?
Oh.
Mutant X is not on this list, but Mutant X was actually licensed by Marvel because it was like, okay, it's exactly X-Men, change all the names because all those people are tied up in current properties. So it had a Professor X, who was just some guy. It had mutants with all of the X-Men's powers and like a Magneto-type character and, you know, but...
I'm Pyclops.
Yeah.
You must be Rorm.
Yeah. Oh, sure.
Rorm.
Okay, we talked about this one a while back. Justice League of America from 97.
Oh, that was so bad.
With the big giant... like foam Martian Manhunter mask. Have you all seen that?
Yeah, I've seen this clip.
It was phenomenally terrible.
You're just like, what? Like, you're pretty sure that people were ahead of their time on YouTube. Like,
it looks like extras from Night Court are playing everyone in the show.
like they're actually waiting to be called up. Like, okay, we need you now. Just keep going. Keep rolling. I'll be right back.
Just keep improv. Make some up.
I remember reading about this one, but never actually saw the clip. I think I saw a brief clip on YouTube. Nick Fury, Agent of S.H.I.E.L.D. starring David Hasselhoff.
Oh my god!
Oh no!
But he played. He was in a movie about Nick Fury.
This is it. This was apparently a backdoor pilot.
But it, for the movie,
David Hasselhoff is a backdoor was the pilot.
It was a made-for-TV movie that was a backdoor pilot.
Oh, I didn't know that. I just remember seeing it very many.
Okay, actually, after seeing combo him,
conventions,
he looks like Nick Fury.
I know
he's not like, fat.
Well, he's that's so weird.
This was probably the end of Hasselhoff as a viable choice.
I get the feeling if I actually heard him talking, it would piss me off, though.
Wait, when was he a viable choice?
When was he not?
In 98? I mean, he was a big celebrity in 94, 95, 96.
For one movie.
In Germany.
He was huge in Germany.
Oh, no, he still is.
He could walk on water.
He did in the SpongeBob movie.
Really?
Yeah.
Yes, really.
He actually does.
It was actually pretty awesome.
Oh, this one we've talked about before. This actually never even made it to pilot, but 99 was the young Bruce Wayne show that got bought and then turned into Smallville. So, you know, whatever.
So you should be thankful for that because you totally love that show. You should marry it.
And they killed it because of Batman Begins, which honestly, I still think it would have been a good show.
Wait. How long have you been married now?
4 years?
Right, so technically you should have that marriage annulled because I think you've been married to Smallville longer.
Possibly.
Yeah. Possibly. You might want to look into that. I think Uncle Sam might be a little pissed off if he knew you were dating two women.
It's legal in Utah. In Global Frequency in 2005, I remember hearing about it, but I never saw it. I didn't even know it was about a comic book.
I don't even know what that is.
Never even heard of it.
The other one's from a graphic novel called The Amazing Screw-On Head. Which actually looks pretty cool. Oh, God. And speaking of Smallville, there was an Aquaman pilot in 2006. It actually featured the kid that plays Green Arrow on Smallville as Aquaman.
Who fucked that up?
How
could they not even keep their own ridiculous continuity like in order?
Oh, this was before he was Green Arrow. Algo and Miles Miller looked into developing Aquaman. And superhero learns that his Atlantean heritage during his trip to the Bermuda Triangle. The producers only filmed the pilot.
Don't care.
Which apparently you can download from iTunes, and it did well on iTunes.
Do you have to pay for it?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Then fuck that.
No, of course not. Why would you ever do that? And that's all. I was trying to think if there was any... other, you know, like maybe short-lived comic book shows that didn't make it. But, like, at least made it past the pilot? Anybody?
No.
I got nothing.
No.
I think... No. I can't. I'm trying real
Did
hard,
Did you ever watch
too.
The old Spider-Man show from the 70s?
No, but I want to see the Italian one.
Oh, where he has the robot?
Oh, my God.
The Italian robot? The Italian Spider-Man?
Yeah, doesn't he have a robot in that? No, that's there's a Japanese Spider-Man from the 70s where he has a giant spider robot.
There's an Italian where he's like an overweight Spider-Man.
Oh.
And he's always hitting on chicks.
It's fantastic.
It'll be a part of a shitty movie night.
He's and like, then, hey, Spider-Man
also,
over here.
There's also a Pakistani.
You're actually pretty close.
Yeah. There's a Pakistani Rambo, I think, that goes along with that. Or an
Indian. There's a Bollywood version of every movie that comes out.
Yeah.
I mean, pretty much every blockbuster gets made into a Bollywood ripoff. So that's...
But
great.
These look awesome. Like, they
did
look
you ever see?
Fantastic.
Did you ever see the Bollywood Star Wars?
I've seen the clip on YouTube.
Oh
yeah.
My god!
Yeah, it makes less sense.
It is so amazing.
It makes unsense. It takes things that make sense and makes them not make sense.
All right, we're gonna watch this or what?
Yeah, let's go do it. Podcast post show number 37 done over. Everyone's dead. Dude. Did you see that link I posted on, like, Twitter about the luckiest kid in the world on Price is
Right?
Yeah.
That's been floating around for a while.
It is crazy.
This guy gets
on... It is
on,
the most ridiculous bullshit
This guy
ever.
Gets on to Price is Right. It's his 19th birthday. He comes up and guesses within a few, like, $100 of the retail price of the first thing and wins.
Yeah, I want a new scooter. Woo!
Yeah, it was a scooter. First prize is a new 2009 Mustang. He wins that game.
You don't even go over how he won that game.
How did he win that game?
It's the $7,
And then there's the five numbers in the car. And you, Bob, or
every time you get one wrong, he takes as many dollars as you were off.
Right.
He ends up with a dollar left and wins it.
Right. After his first number, he loses all but $1.
Yeah.
And then goes three more exactly right.
So he basically guesses three, yeah, perfect, in the price of the car. Then, when does he win the second car? During the showcase?
It was a part of the showcase showdown. Well, no. Then he does the wheel.
Oh, the wheel, gets a dollar.
Yeah, he spins it all the way, gets a dollar, get a free $1,000, and he gets a bonus spin. Spins it back around a few more times, lands exactly on a dollar, gets another $25,000.
Yeah, so at this point he's got like $58,000.
Yeah.
Then he wins his showcase by guessing it like really close to the retail price.
He was close, and the thing was that the girl he was playing with was actually even closer.
But
She was $120 over the price of the showcase.
Yeah, she fucked up. But her price sucked. His was another new car.
Another Mustang.
A Dodge Charger.
Oh,
they look a lot alike.
My bad.
A V8 Dodge Charger and a trip to Boston, I think.
That was weird.
Which was like a giveaway, whatever. In the end of it, though, in like an hour and a half, he's got $87,000 worth of prizes on his 19th birthday. And he's flipping out the whole time.
Dude, Drew Carey was flipping out.
Yeah, he's just losing his shit the whole time. It was pretty great.
I think he was trying to hit on the girls, too.
All right, we're done.
Bye-bye. Remember, kids, have those pets spayed or neutered.
This is a full version, by the way.
Oh, this is long. This goes.
Well, then, pan it out.
We need an announcer like Rod.